Coming up this Saturday at the wonderful White Park in Scone, it will be the Northwest Mining Scone Bull Futurity Bucking Bulls Australia Finals. Joining us to have a chat about it, Tom Carrigan. Tom, how are we coming along?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew. Yourself?
Very well, thanks, mate. What are we going to see on Saturday when we get ourselves to White Park?
Lots of bulls, mate, I'd say. Lots of them. We're halfway through the week now and we're getting some really good entries coming through. And some of the entries are some of the best bulls, well, the upcoming bulls coming through the industry at the moment. So it should be a really action-packed afternoon, I would think.
So those that don't know, these are the bulls that haven't quite made it to the top level. They're on their way up. It's sort of junior level. Is that about it?
Yeah, that's correct, mate. They go for a lot of training and temperament sort of things just to so when they do finally, if they're good enough, they make to the big show. They're well behaved some of the best bulls should be here at Scone, hopefully coming through.
And some of the riders as well. You got a number of riders there who are ready to take them on.
Yeah, we've got two divisions. They're the two top age bulls. They'll have riders on them, so the back half of the evening should be really exciting with the bull riders, and we've got some pretty good little bull riders coming too, which is great.
Now, just having a look at the release, it says from 3 p.m. you got the dummy events. What's that about? What's that all about?
So because the bulls are like yearling age, it's like a thing that gets strapped around them. And it releases when the timer goes off. So there's no zappers or anything in it.
It's just
basically it's pretending that there's a person on their back, but it's only a little 5 kilo weight.
Okay.
And it's to train the bulls up to work out. You know, that's what they're doing. So these bulls are actually bred to do this. They love it. Once they work out what they're doing, they love it.
And there's nothing, I don't know if there's a more powerful sight in this world than to watch a bull in its full glory trying to send the rider off in all directions.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's crazy. And I take my hat off to these fellas that attempt to get on them. There's no way I'd be getting on one.
That makes two of us there, Tom. Now, entry is free before 4 p.m. After that, $10 per adult, yeah?
Yeah, it's just a $10 entry fee for the adults, and that just helps go to our charity where there's a will. So that's all that is. But if you come in before that, it's free entry, so yeah.
And the main event starts at 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's correct, mate. That's when the bull riders and all that will be coming into play. So yeah, the sun should be just going down, and we'll have some... We've got bar facilities, and we've got the thoroughbreds bringing down their float. We'll have heaters and that down there. So bring the family down, have a look.
It's going to be brilliant. The Northwest Mining Scone Bull Futurity this Saturday. Now, mate, a great event like this doesn't happen without some fantastic sponsors. You want to give some a mention?
Oh, I'd love to, mate. You're exactly right. You can't run anything without these guys. So I'd just like to thank Bowman Building, Ben Galler, Noble Skips and Excavations, Bowers Heavy Haulage, AJJ Trucking, and also our major sponsor, Northwest Mining. Those guys every year always empty their pockets and always keen to help out with our charities. That's what we're here for. It's all a charity run event. So it'd be good to see everyone down there and have a good night.
There's no better facility than White Park, as far as I'm concerned, for an event like this. So get yourself there on Saturday. Everything really starts off at about 3 p.m. for the Northwest Mining Scone Bull Futurity with the Bucking Bulls Australia Finals. Tom Carrigan, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for having me.